Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Vivek Wadhwa is our guest. He's a distinguished fellow at the Carnegie Mellon University's College of Engineering and the Director of Research at Duke University's School of Engineering. He's the co-author of his third book, The Driver in the Driverless Car, How Our Technology Choices Will Create the Future. Vivek, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
www.wadhwa.com. My last name.com, wadhwa.com.
wadhwa.com. So check that out. And of course, I know your books are available online in the bookstores. So, Vivek, the technology, the implications of technology right now, the reason it's creating such a problem is because we're 100 years ago, when my grandfather left the farm, and his skills were needed in a factory somewhere, so he had to change his venue of work, but he probably was able to go get a job, and the same basic skills he used in the farm were used on the factory. Today, the jobs that many 50-year-olds were using in their work 15 years ago are they can't replace those jobs. They can't take those same skills and take the jobs that technology has created, the new technology has created. That's the problem, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's going to be worse when we were just talking about Uber drivers, and we start displacing taxi drivers and truck drivers, and then, factory workers.
How long do you think it's going to be before they solve the driverless truck, the driverless car that will be taking us where we want to go?
Less than 5 years.
Really? You think there'll be driverless freight trucks going down the road in 5 years?
They already are. They're testing these already on roads in different countries. The Volvo already has got it working. The question is, how do they work in bad conditions and on local roads? That's what they're figuring out right now. My Tesla drives itself on the highway. When I get into, I'm in California, we're on Route 280 or Route 101, I put into autopilot, the car takes over from me. I'm not kidding.
Well, so that's one aspect of it, but we have others, right? We have the factory. The man coming behind me, you here, is the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturing. I talked to a man who built a paper mill, and I said, "How many people are in your mill use technology in the direct performance of the job?" I said, "I mean computers." He said, 100%. I said, "How many employees do you have?" He said, "Half as many as the plant I built 10 years ago."
Yep, that's the way it's going. And give it 5 years, and it'll be one-tenth as many.
So what do we? But you keep coming back to we need to tell our government what we want. I'm still confused about what the government will do about something like this.
You see, with every technology, they have to be. We have to understand how it's going to be used. Yeah, okay, let's take an example: drone delivery. This is going to hit all of your listeners. Within the next 2 or 3 years, it'll be legal to deliver goods by drones. You'll have Walmart. You'll have Amazon. You'll have Starbucks delivering stuff to you in your backyard. You want your morning? I wake up in the morning.
That's going to have major implications to local Main Street retailing small businesses.
Absolutely. So those drones are going to be coming in your backyard and delivering stuff there. Now, the drones also have cameras on them because they can see where they have to go, but they happen to be going by your shower.
Right.
You happen to be taking a shower. I mean, and you happen to be there. And now that video, I mean, how can they use it? Why can they use it? And then they're flying over your neighbor's backyard, and they happen to be skinny dipping in their pool. Are you allowed to have that drone fly over your neighbor's backyard?
Mm-hmm.
What's the law over here? There aren't any clear laws about this. I mean,
right.
Can we shoot the
so
drone
So you're
down
saying there's going to be some major political upheaval over the next level of intelligent artificial intelligent technology that coming up in the next 5 to 10 years like we've never seen before?
Our politicians are totally clueless. They're getting dumber.
I believe that.
Smarter.
I do believe
that. They don't get it. I mean, on both the extreme left, extreme right, we now have people, you know, saying stupid things. We're not having intelligent discourse anymore. So how are the politicians going to save us? If we don't speak up ourselves, we don't make it clear to our leaders exactly what we want, what we consider to be legal and ethical, then we're going to be in real trouble. So this is why we have to understand
this
stuff.
But what about, what if what we want, what if what the majority wants is sounds a little more Luddite than it does technology growth? It sounds more regressive than progressive.
Sometimes you have to be regressive. Sometimes you have to be, you know, aggressive. We have to decide as a community, as a society, what we want. I mean, it could be that some communities decide that they're not going to have drones coming to their backyards. That drones can only be used in specific centers here.
What about this, Wadwa? This is something. I mean, Vivek. One thing that it's going to be a question in my next book is this: just because we can doesn't mean that we should. What do you think about that statement?
That's a great way of putting it. Absolutely.
Just because we can doesn't mean that we should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got to decide what we want, and we have to tell our leaders what laws we want to be implemented.
W-A-D-H-W-A is how you spell his last name. W-A-D-H-W-A. Wadwa. Vivek Wadwa is the co-author, along with Alex Sockever, who of the book The Driver in the Driverless Car. Hey, Vivek, will you come back again?
Anytime, my friend.
You've got more to teach us. We'd like to hear more from you. Come back soon. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.